As you shared in the slide presentation, these changes, although that is our reality now, if even you take the cardiovascular diseases, that it's sort of a lump of conditions. So when you split it up, you are going to have your hypertension in there. You are going to have your ischemic heart disease. You are going to have your myocardial infarction or heart attack in there, amongst other conditions. So even for the cardiovascular diseases alone, it's a whole myriad of conditions that we are seeing all reflected for us right here in Ghana. Dr. Feripwedu talked about some of our unhealthy habits that we seem to have adopted as a community. Now, unfortunately, even for what we eat, we sort of have put a reward system to some of these fast food diets that we find across the country. You tell your child that, oh, if you do so well in school or if you're first in class, I'll take you to, and the next thing is a fast food joint that so ultimately the child sort of looks forward to. But when you talk about lifestyle, it's acquired. So it means that if we consciously sensitize the young ones, it's critical that we are able to conscientize them for healthier options. Because you are what you eat. There are some of the non-communicable diseases that a few of them, there's not much that you can do about it by virtue of our genetic makeup, amongst others. But for a larger chunk of them, there's so much that we can do. Just cutting down reducing your weight by just about 7% is going to be able to cut down your chances of diabetes by as much as 60%. Just reducing your salt intake. So, averagely, if you are adding on extra salt at table, withholding that extra salt is going to reduce the blood pressure of everybody who is consuming that diet. But we've acquired some of these tastes so much that for some people, if you don't put in additional salt, the diet is not nice. But this niceness comes at a cost. And that cost is the untimely death, a lot of disability, as well as acquiring the non-communicable diseases that we are talking about. For the larger community, sometimes, you know, most of the risk factors have something to do with sectors outside of health. That's why it's extremely important that we take a more holistic look at the non-communicable diseases as a society. Now, I'm even afraid to recommend physical activities because of some of the dangers that we have seen on our roads. People try engaging in physical activity and get by car because the nature of our roads are such that pedestrians have very little room to maneuver if they want to exercise. In other places, pedestrian spaces are sort of mandatory such that roads will not be made unless you've created spaces for people to walk and exercise if they want to. So I believe that as a country, there's so much that we can do, consciously putting in efforts to reduce the risk factors, creating an enabling environment such that you make it difficult for people to access these unhealthy diets. For our school children, giving them healthier options, encouraging everybody to consume fruits and vegetables, planting our own fruits and vegetables, and reducing the contamination from pesticides, amongst others. These are low-hanging fruits that I believe we can put in, measures that we can put in. And also consciously investing in non-communicable diseases, because ultimately, if we are not deliberate about addressing these non-communicable diseases, it's just a ticking time bomb. In no time at all, majority of our youth are going to be down with one NCD or the other. And it's only a matter of time before our whole productive workforce is affected. We are seeing the telltale signs. For people who are already diagnosed, a global hypertension report came out towards the end of in 2023. And for the report on Ghana, it mentioned that averagely we have about 34% of our adult population having hypertension. This is a global report. For those who have hypertension, we are able to diagnose only about 50% of them. So we have this half of the hypertensive population who are undiagnosed. And these are the people who are most likely going to have water shocks. Oh, nothing happened to him and suddenly they collapse because they are undiagnosed. So they are walking about with constantly rising blood pressure before you realize the next thing is a stroke. Even for people who are diagnosed, only 37% are treated and 19%, that is less than 1 in 5, have their blood pressure under control. We need to look at our medicines. As we are looking at the healthier options, what kind of medicines are even on our market that patients need to access? So there are obvious systemic issues that involve both the health sector and then the non-health sector. And our strategic partners, such as the media, patient groups, local and international partners, it's extremely important that we are all able to join forces to address these non-communicable diseases. Because it's only a matter of time for all of us to come down with one NCD or the other.